rolling now, and here's your first question. What brought you to Newbridge?
My drug use had gotten out of hand, and I needed to I needed to, pardon me.
All right, no problem.
I'm sorry.
We'll continue rolling. Get a drink of water, please.
My drug use had gotten out of control, and I needed to stop. And I was arrested, and so part of my court condition was that I go to treatment for at least 6 months. And so I went into the long-term treatment program, and from there on, launched a new life.
Let's go to question number two. How has your life changed?
A lot. I got sober in 2002, and I had not spoken to anybody in my family for quite a long time. And I've been able to reconnect with my family. So I have they're all in Chicago, but I've been able to be there every year, see all the kids getting born, and be a part of their lives again. That's the biggest change.
Dovetailing into this question, how have you personally changed?
I have changed in the Newbridge is where I learned to be honest, and that has changed my life. The ability to be honest in situations. I go to AA regularly, and I enjoy that process, and the tenets of AA are, you know, those spiritual tenets of honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness have served me well.
Next question. What issues were you facing before your treatment?
Well, I had a criminal case, and I was facing some pretty significant jail time. So I did not originally go to treatment to get sober. It was to avoid jail. And very quickly, I realized this was a way out of the mess I'd gotten myself into, not only legally, but with the drugs and alcohol.
Had you tried before to get help anywhere else?
I had gone to therapists. I had done all of those. I went to EST. I did Primal Scream. I did TM. Transcendental meditation. I did all that stuff, and clearly none of it stuck.
Next question. What was different about Newbridge as opposed to other places? What was different about them?
I walked in the door, and this woman said to me, "We are going to love you until you can love yourself." And that's how we started.
How do you feel right now, this moment?
I feel good. I feel content, fortunate as anything. I really feel very fortunate. It's good to get sober. It's good to have a life. It's good to have friends. It's good to have good health. And I feel pretty good. I don't know.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Next question. We're almost halfway done. Oh, actually, we're a little bit more than halfway done. Would you recommend Newbridge to anybody else? Anybody in your former situation? Anybody who's in need of it?
Absolutely, I'd recommend Newbridge to other people. I've seen not only in my life have it turn my life around, I've seen it happen for many people, both in the short-term and the long-term treatment program, whatever is called for. So I've seen a lot of people graduate college, go on to repair family damage, to go on to start whole new careers, you know, and get a life.
Let's see. How has new? Already asked you that. Never mind. No, I'm going to ask you again. Why not? How has Newbridge helped you personally?
It helped me get back on track. I had gotten so far off track that I needed the support and the structure of that environment to help me get back on it.
How had your use affected your life and your family?
I stopped talking to my family a couple of years before I got sober because I just figured they were better off not knowing me, and I caused them a great amount of stress and worry. And what was the rest of the question? I can't remember.
I'll restate. How had your use affected your life and your family?
So my family is back in my life. I'm welcomed. I'm included. I'm loved.
Would you say you feel whole again?
Yes. I definitely feel whole again.
We're almost there. Wow. What can you tell me about the staff at Newbridge?
Caring, knowledgeable, and I would say well informed.
What part of the program was especially helpful to you?
To be social again, to come out of my isolation and reconnect with people as a whole. Yeah, alcohol and drugs.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I was homeless and lived underneath a bridge in Hayward, so I do know.
I used to live in Hayward. I know that bridge.
Well, you know, by the river there, there's by the Safeway.
Yes, I do know.
Nothing
that.
Like a location with a river view.
You lived off of Centennial?
Right.
And Foothill.
And close to 2nd Street. Small world.
This isn't written down. These questions were provided by Vicky.
Okay.
Newbridge. I'm going to add one.
All right.
And she doesn't know this.
Good. Surprise Vicky. That's a good thing.
If you could write a love letter to Newbridge, what would you say in it?
I would say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to get my life back.